We'll read in the study of the Ten Sefirot, Part 6, Item 15. Ten Sefirot of Olam HaNikudim were in the order of cause and effect, Item 15.
כן.
אנחנו תלמוד עשר הספירות.
Study of the Ten Sefirot, Part 6. Ten Sefirot of the World of Nikudim. It's in הסתכלות פנימית.
So here we're scrutinizing what happens to us in the world of Nikudim, how it emerged, first of all in Katnut, and then how it emerges in Gadlut, in greatness or adulthood. So the fifth operation, item 15, right? Yeah, 15. So the fifth operation talks about having two kinds of Rishimot. First Katnut of the world of Nikodim comes out on the Rishimot of Katnut, Bet Aleph restricted, and on Rishimot Dalet Gimel, 4-3, the Gadlut of the world of Nikodim emerges. Go ahead.
15. The fifth operation is two kinds of Zivugim in the Masach Derosh. It comes together with the Zachar and the Nekeva, which were made by the concealment of the last Bchina. This is so because at first the Nekeva mingles with the Zachar, and by the Zivug with the Or Elyon, they extend all in the Koma of the Zachar. From this Zivug, there is still not extended the Itapshut of the Kelim due to the absence of Prinat Hamshacha in the Zachar. Hence, the second Zivug is needed where the Zachar will be mixed with the Nekeva. At which time the Eser Sefirot, the Ten Sefirot, at the Koma of Nekeva, will be drawn. From the second Zivug, the Or is qualified to close in the Kelim. Thus, the two kinds of Zivugim made on Zachar and Nekeva in the Masach Derosh extend because of the concealment of the last Prina after the Izdakhut of the Potsuf.
Shilot.
Questions. Is what's written clear? No, there's still no perception after the previous lesson. Read it again.
Again, 15. The fifth operation is two kinds of Zivugim in the Masach Derosh.
Here it says something else. He doesn't explain to us about Katnut and Gadlut of the world of Nikodim. I'm sorry. He tells us about two kinds of Zivugim that we have in the Rosh of every Patsuf. Saying Patsuf Ab, Reshimot Dalet Gimel came in Galgalta. So first we have it Kalelut, the merging of Gimel and Dalet. And we get Rosh of Ab, Rosh of Hitlapshut of Ab, which is called closely Keter. And then Rosh Deav Yud, Deav on the Zivug of Gimel, of Avyut. And then Guf Deav. Clear? It's like there's no one here. What Rishimot remain from Galgalta? What is Dalet? What is Dalet? Dalet of Hitlapshut, meaning from light that clothed inside Galgalta. What is Gimel Davyut? The Masach that remains after the Hizdakhut of Galgalta. First, a Zivug took place after Galgalta on Rishimot de Hitlapshut. On top of it emerges the first Rosh of Ab, which is called closely Keter, or Keter in proximity. It's like Galgalta, this type of Rosh, but it's closely, it's in proximity. Meaning what? Yesterday I was at a restaurant and I ate, what did I eat there? What do you want?
Steak.
Steak. Steak, okay. Today I come to the restaurant. Instead of 100 shekels, I have 80. How do I make a zivug on what I had before? I need to take those 80 shekels and measure to what extent I can come close to what I had before. It's called Rosh Deitlapshut. I sort of calculate in my current state, in today's Masach, the pleasure that I had yesterday. Without it, I cannot calculate the current state. So I do it. We do it all the time necessarily, with every single action. We have nothing else with which to compare. We cannot build ourselves otherwise, unless on top of yesterday, by relating to it. And then, after I relate to yesterday, and see that I can't, I continue or I extend what I have today. I can take into consideration only the Ovyut, my Gimel, Ovyut Gimel, in Gimel Deit Lapshut. From where do I take Gimel Deit Lapshut? I haven't had Gimel Deit Lapshut ever. It's precisely because I, through the Gimel Deit Ovyut, I engaged in the Dalet Deit Lapshut in the first Tosh, in Ab. From this, I feel how much I can extend over Gimel Deit Ovyut. And I do. In this way, I have two heads, two Roshim. Read it again.
15. The fifth operation is two kinds of zivugim in the Masach Derosh. It comes together with Zachar and Nekeba that were made by the concealment of the last Bchina. This is so because at the first, the Nekeba mingles in the Zachar, by which the zivug of the Or Elyon, they extend all on the Koma of Zachar. From this zivug, it is still not extended to hitlabshut in the kelim, due to the absence of bchinat hamshacha in the zachar. Hence, a second zivug is needed, where the zachar will be mixed with the nekeva, at which time the eser sfirot at the koma of the nekeva will be drawn. From this second zivug, the or is qualified to clothe in the kelim. Thus, the two kinds of zivugim made on Zachar and Nekeva in the Masach Derosh extend because of the concealment of the last Bchina after the Izdakhut of the Partsuf.
There are many things here. We hear it. If there are questions, let's answer them short, briefly, and we'll move on because there's an ocean of things here. He talks about it here and there, just like here, but continues. Again, I'm saying the right example is the one of the restaurant. How do we calculate according to the pleasure I had before? How do I calculate now and come to a state where I make the right calculation on the pleasure that I'm having now, that came to me now? It's all because I have Rosh Deitlapshut and then Rosh Deavyut. And I can, with my relation from Gimel Deavyut to the pleasure I had before Dalet Deitlapshut, to then calculate on the Gimel Deavyut to Gimel Deitlapshut and not make a mistake. Go on.
16. The sixth operation, which is the renewal of the Aviyut in the Masach and the Reshimot, extends from their unification in the Masach of the Rosh until they operate together with it, within the Zivug Daka on the Or Elyon. This is because the Tachton that comes in the place of the Elyon truly become one with it. Thus, immediately as they come to the Rosh, they mingle with the Aviut from below upward, operating in the Rosh. Hence, their own Aviut is renewed, meaning the Bchinat potential Aviut, which is destined to appear de facto and turn into Aviut from above downward.
The Masach of Tabor, Masach de Tabor, the Masach de Tabor that comes to Pederosh is included in the Masach de Pederosh in the Tzimtzum, in calculation, in everything that the Masach of Pederosh rejects, and then the Masach de Guf, which was receiving, is included in the Masach that rejects. Why? Because it already relinquished itself as a receiver. It already rose from Tabul Tupe. So it's now included in Pederosh, included in the Masach that stands in Pederosh, which is a rejecting Masach that builds the Rosh from below upward, and then it's included in it and builds a new Rosh, new calculation. Again, the example of the restaurant, I received, it's over, I'm left with Rashimot, memories. Now, I'm included in the calculation of the Masach of Pederosh with my Rashimot. And then, I recalculate on the next Rosh, on the next act, next operation. So, what is it receiving? It's receiving a masach from Masach de Pederosh, the calculations of and how you need to do them on his own Rishimot, which he elevated from the goof of the Portsuf. Clear?
Ken.
Yes. I wanted to ask, these are two different types of work. Rosh and Guf, of course, opposite. So how are they included? One works for the sake of the other. You can't have one without the other. You could say, how does the hunger help the appetite and the satiation? Because hunger and satiation are opposite. But they support each other. And that's how they exist. All right, let's continue. What can I do? Something does remain. So, the Masach that comes from Pederosh, Masach that comes from Tabul to Pederosh is included in the Masach in Pederosh, and in that Zivug Daka that exists there with its own Rishimot, which is why it went up from Pe to Chotem and establishes there a new Zivug Daka, new Rosh. Let's say of Ab. And then after Ab is re-cleansed. It goes up from Chotem to Ozan and establishes there a new Rosh called Sag. Clear? Ask, but Rav, Oviut from below upward, is that rejection? Yes. And Oviut from above downward? Drawing in. Extension. Okay, let's go. 17. The seventh operation is a recognition of Aviut de Guf and the Masach and the Rashimot that rose. It comes along with the renewal of the Aviut that they have acquired during their unification with the Masach de Rosh. With the renewal of their Aviut, the Bchina from above downward in them immediately becomes apparent in the Rashimot, meaning the Yovyut, the Guf, that they have already used before the ascent. In the beginning, before they purified from the Yovyut in them, it was not at all apparent that they are Sfirot, the Guf, for they were completely silent. Hence, they equalized with Bchinat Rosh and rose and united with the Masach de Rosh. However, after they acquired the Bchinat potential of Yut in the Masach de Rosh, and the Rishimot were revived, Along with it, a certain measure of yud, the guf, became instantly apparent, imprinted in them since they were in the guf. This thing is considered shinui tzura, disparity of form, with respect to malchut derosh. Again, the seventh operation is the recognition of the Ovyut de Guf in the Masach and the Reshimot that rose. It comes along with the renewal of the Ovyut that they have acquired during their unification with the Masach de Rosh. With the renewal of their Ovyut, the Bchinat from above downward in them immediately becomes apparent in the Reshimot, meaning the Ovyut de Guf that they had already used before the ascent. In the beginning, before they purified from the Ovyut in them, it was not at all apparent that they are Sfirot de Guf, for they were completely silent. Hence, they equalized with Prinat Rosh, and rose and united with the Masach de Rosh. However, after they acquired the Bchinat potential of Yud in the Masach de Rosh, and the Reshimot were revived, along with a certain measure of Yud de Guf, became instantly apparent, imprinted in them, since they were in the Guf. This thing is considered Shinui Tzura, disparity of form, with respect to Malchut de Rosh.
Is that clear? If I am mingled in Masach Derosh, I'm connected to the Masach, I perform that work, those calculations, rejection, new Rosh, the moment I'm done with that, that force awakens what I've received before in the previous Paltzuf, in receiving in order to bestow into the Guf, and I perform that. Nothing disappears. Just the Reshimot renew. But the style of work keeps coming on the Masach. The Masach of the Rosh gives birth to Masach de Guf. Masach de Guf rises back to Masach de Rosh. Masach de Rosh changes the place of the Zivug, gives birth to a new Rosh, and goes down to the Guf again. And this way, constantly, it's a loop. Is that clear?
It's not clear because it says Masach de Guf went up to Masach de Rosh, and it doesn't explain that he comes down again. But that Reshimot awaken, and then it is Ovyut is apparent in them.
Yeah, through that.
What does it mean that the Masach comes down again?
A new Masach, but it's a result of what happened before from the previous actions. That in order to bring the new actions, so the Reshimot awaken, new Reshimot.
So you have a new Hitpashtut, expansion from above downward?
There's no problem. Just as you were yesterday in the restaurant, you know what to do already.
No. What's the difference between the Zivug on Reshimot Hitlapsut and Zivug on Reshimot Ovyut? It sounds like two completely different operations.
Of course, because Zivug on the Reshimot of Itlapshut is Zivug on a Reshimot that didn't implement, it wasn't implemented. It's only a clothing, there's no force in there. You're in a restaurant, you look at the menu. Steak. Yesterday I ate it. It's good, but today I don't have money for it. For that, what should I do? By taking yesterday into consideration, you order something for today. You don't know exactly what you're ordering. You don't. You take yesterday's action itself, and you know how to work with that. And because you are using what you have today on the work you did yesterday, that's called Rosh of Itlabshut. I have 80 shekel today instead of 100. I calculate. What can I receive in 80 shekel by the steak of yesterday? from this, that I have all that information, I can know what pleasure, roughly, that is measured in the steak I'm about to receive now. But it's not a steak, it'll be chicken. From checking and seeing that in the Rosh of Itlepshut, I can now go to the Rosh of Aviut and implement it.
So the Zivug in Rosh Aviut?
Is that clear, yes or no, Niv?
So the Zivug on Rosh Hashanah Itlepshut revives the calculation I did in the previous operation?
Otherwise, I can approach the Rosh of Aviut. How can I know how much to receive in order to bestow? In Olam Ein Sof, I had a pleasure of Bchinat Dalet with the light of Neran Chai. That's why I could calculate in order to bestow and receive in Rosh of Galgalta, to make a calculation and receive in order to bestow the light of Yechida. How can I know how to calculate Ol Chaya?
Like you said, I don't know. Based on what we had, you said, I guess.
With today's Maisach, I make a calculation on yesterday's pleasure. And by this, I build Rosh of Itlepshut. Right? From it, I can calculate how now I build Rosh of Aviut.
Okay, and Rosh de Aviut, it's in the act on Zivug on it.
On Gimel Gimel.
Right, and this act on Gimel Gimel, what it does is it determines how much light spreads in the body. It's a result?
Yes, of course. Of course. As much as the light expands in the goof, as much as I'm receiving in order to bestow.
And basically, only after this act of reception of Gimel, do I know what it means to be not in Yechida but in Chaya? Right? Is that it?
Only after the purification of Bchina Gimel you can know about this. Because these bitushim of the Or Chozer and the sparks that come out and come back in as Tagin on the Otiyot, from this you can start comparing things. Why? Because you had a reshimo on every degree from Petah Tabur. You have a reshimo, the light from the higher degree hits them, makes them come out, then they come back in. Those are the otiyot, the letters of the work. In them you can see the difference between what you had and what you have now.
One final question. These Dalet and Gimel are not just lists. It's something completely different.
I said this is steak and this is chicken, of course.
Besides this example of steak and chicken and salad and what that.
This is the closest to you, don't worry.
It's the closest.
Let's keep going.
Item 18.
The eighth operation is the concealment of the reshimot of the last b'china in them. It extends by the force of the bitush, the ol mekif, whose operation is discernible primarily to the last b'china, and no reshimo remains of her. The ninth operation is their exit from the Rosh, extending by the discerning of their aviut. This is considered Shinui Tzua from the Malchut, the Rosh, and Shinui Tzua is the exit in the same.
Again, the eighth operation is the concealment of the reshimo of the last b'china in them. It extends by the force of the bitush, the or makif, whose operation is discernible primarily on the last b'china, and no reshimo remains of her.
We heard this, right? Malchut doesn't leave a reshimo.
The ninth operation is their exit from the Rosh, extending by the discerning of their avyuts. This is considered shinui tzura, disparity of form, from Malchut Rosh, because the shinui tzura and the exit are the same.
Yeah, that is according to that same law. Okay. What is...
Why two Roshim, two heads? Why can't the same Rosh continue?
Oh, come on, I just explained this. What do you mean two Roshim? Because you have two Roshimot. You have a Roshimot after Galgalta, a Roshimot of the Or, which is Dalet Deitlapshut, and a Roshimot the Masach, which is Gimel Daviut.
But we don't have this phenomenon. So I'm trying to understand, why can't it continue with the same rosh?
I gave you the example of the restaurant. We always calculate in such a way what I want and what I can do, what I want and what I have.
It's the same patsuf, same rosh. It's just called two Roshim? Why does it keep saying two?
It's two Roshim because it's two calculations according to what I would want and to what I can receive.
So I can think in that same Rosh. I was like this, I was like that.
That's incorrect. Rosh is called a calculation. It's two calculations. Think about it. One is what I'd want, and the second is what I'm gonna get. What they're gonna give me? There's the desired and what you have. You have to see it according to the force of the masach. But you want more than that. Yeah.
What is the ninth operation? Their exit from the Rosh.
The Rishimot that came out of the Rosh, considered from the Aviyut, that is considered disparity of form from Malchut the Rosh. Because the Shinui Tzura and exit is the same. That if you have a Aviyut that was revealed, so it already separates between the previous Bchina, and it turns out that the Rosh gives birth to the Guf in what? In the revelation of the Aviyut. Keep going.
Item 19. The tenth operation is their emergence to the Chitzoniyut, externality, of the Guf of the previous Patsuf at the place of the Chazeh, extending from the concealment of the last Bchina. For example, after the Izdakhut of Patsuf Galgalta Deak, its Masach and Rishimot rose to the Rosh, and the Reviut returned, except for the last Bchina. Thus, they have only Bchina Gimel of the Reviut de Guf that they had before the purification called Chazeh. Bchina Daled is the last Bchina to disappear from them because of the Zikuch, purification. Hence, this koma, this level, which comes out on the Ovyut to Bchina Gimel, is considered Chitzoniyut over the previous Potsuf. As it is known that the more Av is considered more Pnimi, internal, and more and higher, more Elyon. For this reason, they are Chitzoniyut to Potsuf Galgalta, which is Bchina Daled.
Where all the following Pertzufim, they clothe on the Galgalta, and they always dress on it from the Peh of Galgalta, that the Peh of the next Pertzuf is at the Chazeh of the previous Pertzuf. We drew it many times, and... Yeah?
Alexei from Moscow is asking, Patsuf Ab is a continuation of Galgalta.
Right.
When Light of Nefesh enters Ab, Galgalta has Light of Ruach.
I don't exactly understand what is he talking about. Nefesh and Ab, the Light of Ruach in Galgalta.
Right, so he's trying to create a parallel to the example of the host and the guest. So he's asking, how does the host enjoy more when Nefesh enters Ab?
I don't understand these questions. That if in Ab we have the light of Nefesh, then in Galgalta we have the light of Ruach. It's a higher degree, plus one. And what is he asking about this?
He's coming. How about the example of the guest and the host? Is there an example of the next day you come with 80 shekels and you order and the host enjoys it more, same in the Kilim of Galgalta, than when the light of Ruach enters there? This is what he's asking.
Sure, the host enjoys more because today I'm working with coarser kelim, and in these coarse kelim, I can receive a bit. But because I'm already on the ladder, then in the Galgalta, there's great light from it, and the host feels this great light. We're working with him in the Malchut of Ein Sof. This is where we're in touch with the Creator. Therefore, the smallest person in this world, if he's planning on giving contentment to the Creator, he awakens in him the greatest pleasure. The very opposite, actually, to what we think. Meaning, as it says, I have cried to you from the depth.
Should we read it again?
No, I think it's clear.
All right, item 20. The 11th operation is the Zivug Da'aka'a performed on the Masach at the place of the Chazeh
of the opera.
It extends from the Hitkalilut of the Masach in Malchut Rosh, which was incorporated and acquired the Avyut of Prinat potential from Masach Rosh. It was compelled to descend from the Rosh because of the Avyut Guf discerned in the Reshimot that were incorporated in it. However, it is still not enough for the actual Avyut de Kelim. But only when it first elicits Eser Sfirot, 10 Sfirot, de Rosh, from below upward, in potential, through the Zivug Elyon. Afterwards, Malchut expands in 10 Sfirot from her and within her, from above downward, as Kelim for actual Hitlapshut in Toch and Sof. Thus, the 11th operation has been clarified, which is the Zivug Da'aka'a. The 12th operation is the Hitpashtut of Malchut Derosh from Chazeh down to Bchinat Guf in Toch and Sof. Both extend from the ascent and Hitkalelut of the Masach in Malchut Derosh.
And the ascent of the Masach from the Guf of Galgalta, supposed to the Rosh of Galgalta, and then coming down to the Chazeh of Galgalta, the building of the Partsuf of Ab and Rosh and Guf. Let's put it that way. Okay? It's hard, difficult, what? What's going on? You didn't go through the preface, you didn't study about the Pertzufim, we never talked about this. You're only used to seeing these things according to the way they are in the sketch. I don't understand what are you having a difficult time with, because it's like you're deaf, kind of, blocked. What's with you? The Malchut of Ein Sof is constantly doing Zivug Da'aka'a with its Masach and then elicits the Pertzufim of Galgalta, Ab, Sag, and so on. This is what's going on. The created being, the host, the guest, is always looking for ways to give to the host. And the more, the better. And therefore, there are all of these actions.
It just seems like it's the same operation he's describing in...
It's the same action repeating itself all the time.
So why describe it in so many different ways? What's the benefit in it?
What different ways? All you have is the desire to receive that has restricted itself and says, now I'm working only with the Masach, to the extent to which I can be in equivalence of form with the light. that's all there is. You have light, you have desire, and the masach in between, that's it. There is nothing besides that. We have to understand and try to...
What are the differences? What are the discernments we need to hold on to? Because it's good. And if he does another zivug, and he comes down again, and there's a new desire that's revealed, that's the process. Obviously, that's the thing. I don't understand beyond the process. That's clear. What else do we need?
We don't need anything. This is the only thing that he's telling you. That's it. What are you looking for? He's scrutinizing the process for you. How all of these actions come by way of cause and consequence. I don't understand. You're getting confused between two trees. Tangled. What? I'm actually a part of those people that don't understand anything a word. Great. I'm really trying to understand, but I can't get anything, and I'm really envious of those friends that are asking and that are really, they understand things, and I hate this lesson really because I don't understand nothing, and I'm really trying. What do I do about this feeling? That you hate everything. It's good. You have what to overcome. What are you thinking to yourself? That you're going to sit here and enjoy yourself. No one's coming here in order to enjoy. Everyone's sitting here because they have no choice. They want to know something about life. A life that they didn't choose to be born into, and they curse the Creator and life and me and everything else, but they're sitting here. And what can you do? You can ask. There are people here that they'll tell you. I'm not talking about Neve, who's all, you know. But everyone. So, what do we need? To meet the necessary conditions in order to reach revelation.
Can I ask? I just got confused. I hear that on one hand, we need to think about our connection during the reading, that it works like the Zohar, but there is a system that we need to understand here, and it's as if we don't need to understand it. But on the other hand, you're asking such things where it's if you need to understand this and to be in that.
That too.
So what should we do?
But we're talking about rational things, and along with it, you have to make intentions in order to have the strength, in order to bestow. To be in faith above reason, like we said on the previous lesson. I understand that your mind is exploding right now, but you have no choice. You have to put in some more effort. Yeah.
Our friend from Israel is asking, is there some method or form by which to grasp what's written here other than the graphic you drew? Is there some way to...
Sure. Open your eyes and see that this is how it's truly happening in reality. That behind all of our actions and the Creator actions and behind all of this, doesn't matter. All of this is what he's writing about here. This is what's going on. Only we don't see it. This is why it's called the hidden wisdom. It is the wisdom of nature only that it's hidden.
So he's asking, how can we make it felt?
This is what we're working on in order to start feeling it. You can start feeling on condition that you meet these conditions.
There's a question from Haifa. How can we connect TAS with the practical work that Rabash guides us to?
Very simple. He's talking about the same. What? When we're thinking about the work that the Partsuf Galgalta or Ab is doing, so it's the same work that we have to do in the group, like what we talked about, that we have to see everyone as though they're in Gemar Tikkun, in complete bestowal, as if when the Creator is revealed. Guys, you have to shake yourself up a bit more, and not for me to drag you forcefully, like a child that doesn't want to go and his mother is pulling him because there's no choice, and he doesn't want to. You yourselves have to try. Let's continue.
We're in item 21. The 13th operation is the clothing over the previous partsuf, extending and connected with the histalkot orot de guf of the previous partsuf. This is because the new partsuf fill the kelim that have been emptied of their orot with its or during the istachkut of the masach and its ascent to the rosh. It is considered that it clothes with its new orot.
Again.
The 13th operation is the clothing over the previous partsuf.
Suppose Ab on Galgalta.
Extending and connected with the istalkut orot de guf of the previous partsuf. This is because the new partsuf fill the kelim that have been emptied of their orot with its or during the istachut of the masach and its ascent to the rosh. It is considered that it clothes with its new orot.
The paltsuf of Galgalta became empty. Instead of that comes the paltsuf of Ab. The Ab raises its reshimot, its chesronot to Galgalta, Galgalta to Ensof, conveying the light from Ensof to itself and passing it on to Ab. It means that Ab fulfills Galgalta. Clear? This is how the lower fills the upper, by demanding fulfillment for itself in order to bestow to the upper. By that, it forces the upper to connect to Ein Sof and from there to receive the light for itself. As it says that the elder takes twice as much. This is how the Ab fulfills the Galgalta. Everyone understands? Don't be shy. Who? Yeah?
There's always this question where Galgalta is the partsuf of Keter. It, in the beginning, is filled with the or of Nefesh, but it works on the Arviut Dalet de Dalet. Now the light emptied, we have at partsuf Ab, and we say that in Galgalta now, since it passes to Ab, the or Nefesh, then or Ruach enters. Now, where is that received? In the Toch? In what kelim? Are those additional kelim? How does that whole thing work? That's very hard to understand.
In Galgalta, that extends light to Ab, it has to continue the O of Ein Sof, not only to itself, but also for Ab. It has additional Oviut that it didn't have before. And therefore, it continues the light of Nefesh and the light of Ruach.
But according to its Aviyut, it's Dalet Dalet.
In addition to what it had in terms of Aviyut, now it has a bigger Aviyut from Ab. Regarding Ab, it had the Aviyut of Shoresh. Now, thanks to Ab, it has Aviyut Aleph. And therefore, it continues the light of Ruach. That's it. Every partsuf that's being revealed further down the way passes its view to the previous partsufim, and thanks to it, they get coarseness and can draw greater light.
But the softer Galgalta remains as it was. There is no change there.
Galgalta that makes a Zivug Daka on the Reshimot of Ab and then Sof completely changes. It can't have something in the Rosh or the Toch that won't get its change in the Sof.
I mean, it works as a single system that each time changes.
Sure. Yeah.
And in order to clarify it, Rav, the second degree, meaning Av, when it corrects itself, causes the correction of Galgalta, or is it the opposite?
Also causes the correction of Galgalta, yes. Causes it Oviyot, so by it, she can draw greater light.
So the correction, the man, is done as if you could say in Ab, and then it corrects the Galgalta because it happens twice.
The chisaron that Ab raises to Galgalta, that on its part is called man, the Galgalta raises it to Ein Sof. Not that man, but that it processes it for itself.
No,
that's enough. You have to take some of our courses, and then the campus, and then come here, and maybe it'll correct you.
Friends awoke this question here. We usually see the work of Galgalta, and then it goes to Ab, and then the Masach rises or falls, and then in Ab, its Masachim start working. In Galgalta, something happens with its Masachim, with the Rosh.
All the time, it's an integral system. If something moves 1 millimeter, it causes the entire system to move.
So Masach, the goof of Ab, acts when it acts, so then also the Masach of Galgalta also acts.
Galgalta and Ein Sof, and the entire system, everyone, everything. And this how they have this kind of interference and mutual completion, bestowal, many things.
But we as if don't learn that. We leave Galgalta and
you'll learn it to the measure to which you'll keep it. Because it's impossible to explain all of these things in writing. You'll see how many more things there are that there's simply nothing written about. Because it's impossible. You can't bring the spiritual world into writing. There are also no words for it, no definitions.
Run item 22. The 14th operation is when its koma, its level, begins from the peh of the previous partsuf, extending by its birth and emergence from there, as is the nature of the branch that is attached where it exits and sucks off the shoresh, the root. Similarly, the entire shoresh of the new partsuf is from the hitkalelut of the masach de guf in the malchut de rosh, called peh. Hence, its koma is attached there, and from there it begins.
Meaning every following partsuf is born from the masach of the previous partsuf that rose to the peh of rosh, participated in the zivug de'aka, and then elicits on the Rishimot de Guf of the previous Paltzuf, gives birth to the new Paltzuf.
Adam 23. Thus, we have explained the 14 operations that cause the birth and emanation of a Paltzuf from Paltzuf in general, as it is in all the Paltzufim equally. How each causes and is caused by its prior cause in utter necessity. Now we shall explain the sequence of the 5 partsufim da'ak by cause and consequence.
Look what happened, that up until now, all in all, we talked about the example of how one partsuf gives birth to another one. Now he wants to explain what's going on in the world of Adam Kadmon. Still before Tzimtzum Bet, he didn't start the 6th part yet. He starts the 6th part with on item 25. There you already have the actions of Tzimtzum Bet and so on. We all learned about Tzimtzum Aleph. You hear this, Niv? And what? You don't know what's written here, so
the 10 operations that were made for the emanation of Partsuf Galgalta De'ak through cause and consequence have already been explained. After Partsuf Galgalta had been completed, the Bitush Dor Makif in Or Pnimi began. And following it, all the above 14 operations until Partsuf Abdaak emanated from it in Rosh Toch Sof. Thus, Pe de Partsuf Ab is Ab at the place of Chazeh de Partsuf Galgalta, for Bechina Dalet, called Tabur de Galgalta, was not included in the Masach de Ab, as it is the last Bechina, which disappears along with the Iztachut. Hence, the Eses Sfirot de Rosh Ab stand from the place of the Chazeh to the Pe de Partsuf Galgalta. And its Siyum Raglin is above the Tabur de Galgalta, as it is Bechina Dalet there. Also, Ab has nothing of Bechina Dalet, hence it cannot expand below Tabur de Galgalta.
That's it? No.
What's unique about Chazeh, where there is determined the next Partsuf?
It's a degree less than Rosh. If that's Dalet, then that's Gimel. If it's Gimel, then that's Bet. One degree less. Yeah, Gilad?
He speaks here about Abba Pnimi, the inner Ab that he comes out on Gimel of Dalet, or Ab that comes out of Gimel from Malchut Den Sof.
No. About the Gimel in comparison with the Galgalta, and compared with Ab, it's Dalet. He describes it in the Book of Ilan.
So here he's talking about the inner Ab, which comes out of Galgalta and not that belongs to Galgalta.
Yes, but also the external Ab, but there he doesn't say Gimel de Galgalta, there he talks about the Dalet Bechinot.
But here in the description he doesn't differentiate between the inner and external Ab.
Yeah, Kabbalists don't think that Kabbalists are so precise about all these matters. They're not concerned with teaching us, because to them it's clear that there's nothing really to study here, like in a physics course in the university or something. It's not.
So he describes here all these actions. He sees and lives them, and he describes them from.
Sure. What's the question then?
How do we relate?
You're envious that he feels and you don't?
Certainly.
That's good. Envy. When authors envy, it increases wisdom. Where are you? 24.
Item 24. After the Rosh Toch Sof de Bartsuf Ab is completed, the Bitush de Or Makif in Or Pnimi also returns to it. This activates all 14 operations until Partsuf Sag de Ak is emanated from it in Rosh Toch Sof, namely the third Partsuf de Ak. There too, the Masach of its Rosh did not stand in the place of Tabur de Ab, meaning in Bechina Gimel de Guf, which is Tabur for the Ab, but at its Chazeh. This is because the last Bechina de Ab is not included in the Masach de Sag, as it disappears with the Iztachut of the Masach. From the Chazeh to the Pe de Ab stand the Eses Sfirot de Rosh Sag, and from the Chazeh down, the Eses Sfirot de Guf Sag come out in Toch and Sof, through the Siyum Raglin of the Patsuf de Ak called Galgalta.
Is this clear? This isn't clear either. Then you stopped reading. You stopped understanding the words. After the Rosh Toch Sof de Partsuf Ab is completed, the Bitush de Or Makif and Or Pnimi also returns on it. This activates all 14 operations that we just talked about, like in Galgalta, until Partsuf Sagdak is emanated from it in Rosh, from those 14 operations in the Rosh Tochsov, namely the third Partsuf Daak. There too, the Masach of its Rosh did not stand in the place of Tabu De'ab, meaning in Prina Gimel Deguf, which is Tabu for the Ab, but at its Chazeh. This is because the last Prina De'ab is not included in the Masach De'sag, as it disappears with the Izdakut of the Masach. From the, and then it becomes 1 degree less. From the Chaze to Pe De'ab stand the Eser Sfirot de Rosh Sag, and from the Chaze down, the Eser Sfirot de Guf Sag come out in Toch and Sof through the Siyum Raglin of the first Partsuf De'ak called Galgalta. Okay, here he includes also the world of Nikudim. This year, what you're talking about? Nah, there's nothing to ask about here. Guys, he's not taking you into consideration. He has to write a commentary. He has to write where the Ari left place for him, that there is something, and that there is something missing someplace. So he's saying to tie it with what happened before and later and so on. He doesn't do that. For him, it's just to supplement it a bit. Otherwise, he'll have to write who knows what. So, enough for you.